Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, March 16th, 2020. Before we start today's news, if you haven't already, please check out yesterday's special Sunday update containing answers to some frequently asked questions about coronavirus in Berlin. Now, on to the news. Germany is taking tougher measures to combat the corona pandemic. According to information from Der Spiegel, the borders to France, Austria, and Switzerland are to be closed. Specifically, there are to be tighter controls and rejections. For movement of goods and commuters, however, the border should remain passable. As of yesterday evening, it was still unclear when the border closure will come into effect. It could possibly be as early as this morning at 8 a.m. The federal police are to implement the measure and receive help from the police forces in the affected states. The Berlin health authorities are looking for possible contact persons of someone infected with the coronavirus who was in the club Kata Blau on Holzmarkstrasse on March 7th. The Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg Health Office asks all guests who were at Club Kata Blau on the 6th and 7th of March to stay at home and contact the health office by mail. The link to the email address can be found in our show notes. Berliners who are on the move in the city are using their cars less and less often. This is shown by new data published by the Senate Traffic Administration on Friday. According to the study, in 2018, around 26% of all trips were taken in, quote, motorized public transport, or in other words, by private car, motorcycle, or car-sharing vehicle. In 74% of the cases, Berliners traveled by public transport, got on their bike, or reached their destination on foot. In 2013, 30% of the trips were on motorized private vehicles and 70% on public transport or bike. For the study, the Technical University of Dresden asked people in more than 100 German cities about their traffic behavior from February of 2018 to January of 2019. In Berlin alone, more than 40,000 people took part. While the shares of foot traffic and public transport remained more or less the same for the city as a whole, Berliners are using their bicycles much more frequently than in 2013. The share of total traffic increased by around 5 percentage points. Other figures on car ownership partially support these assumptions. For example, the proportion of Berlin households without their own car rose slightly from 39.8% to 43.3%. However, the data does not mean that there are fewer cars on Berlin's roads. Since the population in the capital has grown significantly overall in recent years, the amount of traffic traveled by each means of transport has also increased in absolute terms. A company from Berlin called Green City Solutions wants to improve the air quality in large cities by combining high-tech and moss. The technology is now being tested in the capital. These Berliners have been working on their invention for 6 years. The latest generation of the City Tree has a bench and panels around it made of wood, under which their creation of different types of moss sprouts and grows. A moss-covered City Tree is about 3.5 meters high, offers space to sit, and filters the air. Moss, with its large surface area, absorbs a particularly large number of pollutants. The company Green City Solutions makes use of this effect. According to company founder Liang Wu, the biotech filter that it has developed extracts more than 50% of the fine dust from the air within a radius of 1 meter. He also stated that a city tree can filter the breathing air of up to 7,000 adults hour after hour. 3 city trees are being tested as part of the pilot project in Berlin. Until the end of March, they will stand at the entrance of the Bikini House at the zoo, after which they'll be moved to Walter Benjamin Square. The BVG wants to build a new depot for electric buses in Oberschöneweide. The project will probably last until 2023 and will accommodate a total of 270 vehicles. The new depot will consist of 2 parts, a site east of the Spree near the Rummelsburger Landstrasse where vehicles will be loaded, maintained, and repaired in a workshop. On the second site west of the Spree, on Köpnicker Landstrasse, a parking area for buses will be created. Both plots of land together cover around 6.6 hectares and are currently unused. The bus workshop near the Rummersburger Landstrasse is expected to work around the clock every day, which might be disturbing for the residents in the immediate vicinity. For this reason, the BVLG and the Treptow-Köpnick District Office must first create a development plan for the site, which will examine the various aspects and consequences of the project in detail. As announced by Construction Councillor Rainer Holmer of the SPD, an environmental assessment will also be carried out. In the coming days, Deutsche Bahn will significantly reduce its regional traffic as a reaction to the low number of passengers as a result of the coronavirus situation. This was announced by a spokeswoman for Deutsche Bahn on Sunday in Berlin. In addition, for the time being, tickets on regional trains will no longer be checked to protect passengers and employees. Deutsche Bahn expects that a number of employees will not report for duty because of closed schools, but long-distance rail traffic will continue to run as usual. If you like our podcast, you can help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thank you.